This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence, scheduled for the 16th of this month.
The Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. We have provided legal assistance and also appointed a lawyer to assist the family. We have also arranged for regular consular visits by a family, and we are also in touch with local authorities as also the family members to resolve this issue. This included concerted efforts in recent few days to seek more time for the family of Ms. Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. We continue to closely follow the matter and render all possible assistance in the case. We are also in touch with some friendly governments in this regard.
On NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte's statement, the spokesperson reiterated that securing the energy needs of the people is the overriding priority for India.
We have seen reports on the subject and are closely following the developments. Let me reiterate, securing energy needs of our people is understandably an overriding priority for us. In this endeavor, we are guided by what is there on offer in the markets, as also by the prevailing global circumstances. We would particularly caution against any double standards on the matter.
India has achieved a significant milestone by successfully destroying two aerial high-speed unmanned targets at high altitude in Ladakh by Akash Prime, which is the upgraded variant of Akash weapon system for the Indian Army. The weapon system is customized to operate in altitude above 4,500 meters and has latest upgrades, including indigenously developed radio frequency seeker. This achievement carries added significance as it follows the exceptional performance of India's indigenously developed air defense systems during Operation Sindoor. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented the Indian Army, DRDO and industry on achieving the milestone. Indore has once again retained its title as India's cleanest city for the 8th consecutive year. Surat secured the second position, while Navi Mumbai ranked third in the central government's annual cleanliness survey. Among the cities with a population of 3 to 10 lakhs, Noida emerged as the cleanest, followed by Chandigarh and Mysore. The 9th edition of Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards were conferred by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony held in New Delhi today. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today participated in the Sahakarita Evam Rozgar Utsav near Jaipur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah flagged off 100 new police vehicles to be used for police stations and armed forces, troop carriers and training purposes. Mr. Shah also inaugurated 24 warehouses built under the world's largest grain storage scheme and 64 millet outlets for the promotion of Sri Ann. In a major step to improve connectivity and support pilgrimage, the Minister of Railways has sanctioned a final location survey for a new 77.96 kilometers rail line between Jammu and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra. The project aims to ease travel for devotees and enhance infrastructure in Jammu and Kashmir. In Iraq, at least 60 people were killed and several others injured in a massive fire at the hypermarket in the Al-Quds city today. Meanwhile, an investigation has been launched into the incident. The cause of fire is yet to be known. The U.S. Senate has approved President Donald Trump's plan for billions of dollars in cuts to funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. The Senate voted 51 to 48 in favor of President Trump's request to cut $9 billion in spending already approved by Congress. Most of the cuts are to programs to assist foreign countries suffering from disease, war and natural disasters. But the plan also eliminates all $1.1 billion the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was due to receive over the next 2 years. Lakshmi Jadala, Asia's top-ranked para lawn tennis player with an intellectual disability, clinched a gold medal at the National Tennis Championship 2025 Disability Sports held in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. With the feat, 15-year-old Jadala is officially qualified for the Special Olympics World Games 2027. And that's the end of this news bulletin.